From the upcountry to the coast, South Carolina is home to amazing cuisine and an abundance of delicious locally grown products. In its fifth year, the South Carolina Chef Ambassador Program recognizes chefs who embody the best of South Carolina's food scene and are dedicated to sourcing local. And Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers joins me now with a lot more. This is a really cool program.
It is, Mike. It's one where, for several reasons, we partner up with PRT, Park Recreation and Tourism, and the governor's office to work together on this. So just when state agencies can collaborate, that's always a neat thing. But when it has to do with food, it really gets our attention because the Department of Agriculture, we like to think of ourselves as your primary food-related government agency, other than regulating how the restaurants perform. But this year's being the fifth year, we actually went from four to five chefs from across the state. And again, as you said, they bring their expertise and they really promote what our farmers are producing across the state in their restaurants. We put them in high profile opportunities to do that, and a lot purpose of connecting with food writers for them to talk about South Carolina, bring more people to our restaurants, to South Carolina. That's PRT's interests. Our interest naturally is moving more farm products through those and other restaurants. So it all ties together, and the Chef Ambassador Program, as I said, is one that we put a lot of work into, and very pleased at what we think are good results from it.
Well, let's get right to it. Who are this year's South Carolina Chef Ambassadors?
Well, again, covering the state, start down in the Hilton Head corner of the state, we'll say, with Brandon Carter from Farm, a restaurant in Bluffton, and that's a growing area, as your listeners will know. Move up the coast to circa 1886, a great place that I've eaten once or twice, Mark Collins. He comes over with us at the Siwi Festival when we do our cooking demonstration, so Mark's been a good partner for a while. Head up to Greenville to the Lazy Goat. And I have not eaten at the Lazy Goat, but I hear nothing but good things about it. Tanya Harris coming from there, and I do know that they use a lot of local produce because I know the wholesalers who supply them.
Mm-hmm.
And then really a favorite of mine is Jessica Shalato. She's at Spotted Salamander here in Columbia, and they have been a real 110% supporter of certified SC grown and the Fresh on the Menu program. So very proud to have Jessica involved. And they've got to get over to the PD again, and that's at the Town Hall Restaurant in Florence, South Carolina, is Kelly Vogelheim. Again, as you see, we cover the state pretty well, trying to hit the different cuisines, different parts. Few rural representatives this time, or maybe one, I guess, if we count Bluffton, but we always usually find a hidden gem somewhere out there, but and I bet we have this year as well. So looking forward to having a little ceremony on Wednesday at the governor's mansion to talk about this program, again, highlight it so that folks know when they're eating at a Fresh on the Menu restaurant, if it's one of our chefs, then they are, in fact, supporting our South Carolina farmers.
Right. And, of course, this is just another excellent way for folks to get introduced to certified SC-grown products, of which there are many, many, and it really highlights that. And you keep these chefs busy doing that throughout the year.
That we do. We'll have them at Siwi, we'll at the Wine and Food Festival, other things where, again, just a whole number of folks attend. Again, the social media aspect of it as a follow-up, very important in our marketing and branding efforts this year to, or every year really, to speak to a larger audience than just those who actually attend these festivals. So it's all tied together, and for the purpose of connecting our farmers to our consumers.
Well, get out and get to one of these festivals where these chef ambassadors are going to be at work representing South Carolina and using certified SC-grown products. And, of course, make SC-grown products part of your daily menu as well. With Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.